News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Playing a little Sting this morning. It's a brand new day for you. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, on Wednesday as we're trying to get back into the swing of things. I don't know about you, but it's been hard the last couple of days. I don't know if it's because we're trying to get back into the routine after the holidays, or is it just because it's so doggone cold out there? I don't know, but I do know that it's been harder to get up, so I thought I'd play a little upbeat brand new day for you, because as you know, I love music, and if I listen to a song, sometimes it can take me right out of my bad mood and get me kind of realigned to go forward with the day. So I have an opportunity here right now to talk about a few things that are local. I'm very pleased to be here at Pensacola's expert panel and very blessed to have been selected to host this show by Mary and Dave Hoxing and all the folks in charge, Jeff Wayne and Bobby Rossi and Kevin King. They've all put their faith in me to take on Pep Talk, and we've had some wonderful hosts over the years. Wendy Summers was a host for quite some time. We've had Jake and PJ and Jessica and Jess, and we've had so many wonderful hosts. And so one of the things that I did want to do today, talk a little bit about what do you want from a show like Pep Talk? Because every once in a while we'll have some open time, like right now we have a half hour. And I wanted to hear from you as the listeners, what are some of the topics that maybe we haven't touched on here at Pep Talk? So often we have wonderful guests. This morning I was thrilled to have Maria and our friends from the Great Southern Restaurants, and then we had our folks from the Building Inspections Department. So we get such a wonderful cross-section here of businesses, and also we get a cross-section of community events and people that are involved in our community. So is there something that you would like to talk about? Because I've been thinking, several times a week I'll have some open time where I can just pretty much talk about whatever you and I want to talk about. So if you have an idea, 850-437-1620. You can also text me directly, meg@newsradio1620.com. So what I've been thinking about, because I do drive around the city a lot, so this is, don't want to go down a negative road here, but I'm going to go down a road. Speaking of roads, what is up with people not using their blinkers? This is my current pet peeve. I don't know if it's just I'm just noticing it now or if this is something that's new, but it just seems like people are just swerving in and out of lanes. They're not paying attention. I don't know if it's the phone factor that people are just on their phones and not paying attention, but it's been sort of a phenomena that I've noticed. And I was intrigued by the fact that the city now has decided to add red light cameras. If you haven't heard, if you have a tendency to run red lights or push that yellow light to the limit, you may not want to do that anymore, because we had Mayor D.C. Reese was on the morning show with Andrew McKay this morning, and they said that the number, they've already started, they put them in on January 1st to initially, I think they have, initially it had want to do 13 locations. I think they have 9 locations that are up right now. And the mayor was talking about that the number of people running red lights right now, this is out of the Pensacola News Journal, is staggering. And I can echo that, because I have seen people, I almost do a four-way stop now at just about every intersection that I come to. So they're hoping to have more actual statistics for us by next week. But they are saying that they can tell already that hundreds of people are running red lights. So they're going to be using the red light cameras, where they say they've done studies at 5 of the city's most dangerous intersections. So they're going to have a 30-day grace period from January 1st to February 1st. So violators will receive tickets, but it's kind of a warning. So when fully installed, they'll cover 13 approaches at the 5 intersections. And right now, like I said, they only have 9 approaches that have coverage. So the 2 intersections to be careful, and this doesn't surprise me because I drive this intersection constantly, 9th Avenue and Bayou Boulevard, and 9th Avenue and Airport Boulevard. So beware that those are fully covered in all directions by the cameras. So you really want to slow down, and especially I think because some of those intersections, I think that thing that might mess people up a little bit is that left hand, when you're sitting there and you want to make a left at one of those intersections, especially if you're going to make a left like on 9th Avenue and you have to wait for the arrow, I think that's the culprit, because so many people get frustrated. They wait for a long time to get the arrow. Once the arrow comes, it doesn't seem long enough. They've got 3 cars ahead of them, the 3rd car, 4th car. Now it's turning yellow. Oh, shoot, I'm just going to go through that red light, little left turn arrow. So it's almost impossible. It's almost just impossible to get through that intersection without going through the red light if you're in a hurry. So now I'm giving you a heads up. If you're going to be turning left and you're waiting and it hits yellow, you probably need to scale it back and don't go. The three other intersections will be partially covered. 9th Avenue and Fairfield Drive will have cameras on the east and westbound approaches. 9th Avenue and Gregory Street will have a camera covering the westbound approach. And Davis and Fairfield, will have cameras covering the east and westbound approaches. So the city has some data that showed over the last 2 years there have been, are you ready for this, 377 crashes at the 5 intersections. That's unbelievable. So you really have to be careful, because if you turn right at a red light, which is legal in all 5 intersections, but be aware, you got to pay attention. You may have it's okay to turn right on red, but be aware, you got to pay attention, because it is confusing somewhat when you do see someone turning left and you have all the different people that have got the green light to turn left in front of you, and you're going to turn right, especially there's an intersection at 9th and Bayou. If you're heading west on Bayou and you're going to take a right to go north on 9th, that particular intersection to me is very dangerous, because now you've got people coming from north 9th Avenue to turn left onto Bayou, follow me here, and the ones that are turning left onto north, you know, so it's almost like crazy. It's very crazy. So just be careful and just be aware that now there's going to be a penalty. And someone else is echoing here. I just got a text in from Nancy, and she says, agree regarding drivers. It's gotten crazy. Blinkers are important. Thank you, Nancy. I agree. She said, we should be careful about red lights at all intersections. I know you intended to say that. Yep. I'm glad you brought this up. So thank you, Nancy. I appreciate that. We'll come back in just a few minutes here to talk a little bit more about safety things, but just be aware, I know everybody's busy, we got to get to places quickly, and I have an intersection that's at Cervantes and 17th Street that has a big sign that says no right turn on red. Cannot tell you how many times I've seen people just ignore that. They just ignore it and they go right on red. All right, we've got a little break here and we'll be back in just a few minutes. It's Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. And again, we'd love to hear your ideas on things we can talk about when we do have this free time together. Break's coming up now and we'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. You are listening to Pensacola's Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. I'm Meg. I'm your host today. News Radio 92.3 is informative, local, dependable. The number here to text, 850-437-1620. We've been talking about red lights and violations and driving, getting lots of texts this morning about that. Michael's on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Meg. Thanks for taking the call. What a great job you do.
Well, thank you so much. We're trying to have a little fun, but this is my pet peeve of the week, is the blinkers and the red lights. You had something to say about blinkers.
I do. The blinkers and the people at the red lights, when we're all waiting, like you said, only 3 or 4 cars get through. I wish those lights, those cameras could look down at like the first 2 people and see who's texting. And, you know, the light turns green, they don't go, and then there's 10 of us waiting to go, and only 2 people make it.
It's so annoying, and you know that they're texting, because they're not looking up. The light turns, and there they are. They're just sitting there. It's so true.
Yeah, and it's like Five Flag Speedway out there, too. I'm going down the road, I'm doing the speed limit, maybe a mile or two over, and people are just flying by me, and I'm like, hey, wow, look at this. It's like green flag racing out there. It's like, take your time. Leave earlier, whatever.
So true,
but,
especially on the...
I do appreciate the cross-section of guests. I think you guys have that covered very, very well.
Well, thank you. Because
only one suggestion.
Yes, I'm open for anything.
You guys, but they do a little piece, because you guys work hand-in-hand with that Channel 3 News.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is. I guess they're all new, fresh out of school. A lot of them starting their jobs. But those weather folks, especially the gals, and I'm not being sexist, but they talk so fast. And we're a lot of old folks out here.
I hear you.
You could say a lot of things, and you could sum it up in 3 words and not 20 words, you know what I mean? I could look at a screen and see the temperatures at the different locations. You don't have to read them all. It's 41 here, it's 36 there, it's 42 here. It's mild across, or we're all in the same, 30 to 40 range.
I know. That's so funny. I'm with you, Michael.
Slow down. Take a breath. Slow down, drivers, and slow down weather folks. But thank you so much. I enjoy it. You're doing a great job, Meg.
Oh, thank you, Michael. I appreciate you calling in. And like I said, y'all are just awesome, and I just appreciate the support. And this is your show, so I want to know what y'all want to hear about so we can talk together and have some fun, maybe uplift our spirits a little bit with each other. And then on days like today, we can complain about what we don't like in the world.
Right. You're doing a fine job. And not to be confused with any other Michael. I'm from the West Side, which is the best side, Michael.
Oh, okay. West Side, Michael. Okay, we got you. Thank you for calling in, Michael.
Take care, Meg.
You too. Bye now. Yeah, that was great. Thank you so much, Michael. Got a really sweet text from Nancy in Pensacola. I'm not going to read it on the air, but Nancy, it means the world to me that you just sent this sweet text into me. I really, really appreciate the positive comments. And so it's just such a privilege for me to have this platform. And, you know, I can come in, and I did, I don't know if y'all know, but I did radio that brought me to Pensacola, actually. I did radio, this is scary to say, 20 years ago now. I moved here in 2002 with the morning show over Soft Rock, which doesn't exist anymore, and it was Kevin and Meg in the Morning. So I was used to doing, you know, the very chatty, being the co-host kind of thing, and that's how I initially met Mary and Dave Hoxing. So they've been so sweet and have wanted me to come join their family for many years now, so I'm so thrilled to be a part of the family here at Cat Country and News Radio and ESPN. And so, but the thing is that I want to be able to use this time. They have trusted me with this time, and I want to be able to use that for you. This isn't about me. I want to be able to, because here's the thing. You can look up online. They have these things called show prep, radio show prep. So I did it the other day, and I said, this isn't working for me. And you know the day that I did that, because we were talking about what weird day is this, and I think it was toss out fruitcake day. Like, that is something I know each of you is really interested in. However, I was trying to come up with just some fun things to talk about. But if I can connect with you and find out what's of interest to you, send me a text at 850-437-1620. Tell me what you're interested in. If there's something happening in Pensacola or in our area or in Northwest Florida, I'm not going to be political on this show. This is more of a lifestyle show, just trying to keep things neutral. We have plenty of other formats here on this station where we can talk more about politics, but I want to talk about lifestyle things. What's on your mind? Is it the schools? Is it driving? Is it the beach? Or what's happening? Is your church putting on a special event that's open to the public? Or are you aware of an event that maybe I haven't talked about yet? I am open to getting that information. So either text me at 850-437-1620. That's the station text line. Or you can just email me directly, meg@newsradio1620.com, because I would love to hear from you. So Dan texted in, and he said that he would love to hear announcements on special events, plays, and concerts in local churches. You know, and that's a good point, because we do talk quite a bit. I'm very connected with Pensacola Little Theater, have been a part of that organization for many years. I was the executive director there for 2 years back in 2010. And then, and I've been an actress my whole life, so I love the theater. Was involved with Loblolly Theater, some of the other theater companies here in town. But, you know, we do give them quite a bit of publicity. We do talk about the Pensacola Opera, the Pensacola Ballet, Pensacola Children's Chorus. But, you know, we don't really talk about a lot of the things that the churches are doing. So I would be open to announcing some of those special events and fundraisers that they do, and certainly they put on excellent programming so often. So that's a great suggestion, Dan. I really appreciate you sending that in to me. So again, my text here, if you have some suggestions, 850-437-1620. And we've been talking about traffic and driving. What are your pet peeves? So far we've got blinkers, not paying attention to the red lights, being on your phone. What else? I'll tell you one too that I can think of right now. The 3 mile bridge. That's all I have to say. The 3 mile bridge is just, it's like no holes barred, anything goes. Every once in a while, I'll see a Gulf Breeze policeman stopping somebody. But I got to tell you, I stay in that right-hand lane, and I go 45, and it's fascinating where I see these people going past me 90 miles an hour. They about blow my doors off. And then they get right up to Gulf Breeze. They put on the brakes, and you see all these brake lights as you come into Gulf Breeze, because people know you better go 35 into Gulf Breeze or you're going to get a ticket. So that's some of the things I'm thinking about in terms of driving. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes. But text me, 850-437-1620. Would love to hear some of your topic ideas for the show. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Good morning to you on a Wednesday morning. A little chilly for my taste, but just bundle up and keep layered in because I think we're going to have this cold weather for a couple more days. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm getting some of the nicest texts this morning at 850-437-1620. We had Michael on the air. Was talking a bit about traffic, so we've been hitting a couple of different topics. But what I was interested in is what you're interested in. What can we talk about? What can I do? What kind of guests can I have that would be of interest to you? So I had somebody that texted, and it's so funny that you texted this in. I don't know your name, but they texted in that they would like to have some of that old-fashioned radio where there was a call-in radio show, and that's where people could call in with questions and talk and give out their information over the radio like they do sometimes now in rural areas. Maybe it would be like we could do something like that. And then they also talked about, let's see, one call with things that they have to buy or sell or trade. So two people have suggested some kind of a trade-in show. That could get tricky in terms of calling in. But someone said, oh, we could do it just for 10 minutes at a weird time of the week. So I thought that was cute. So that's a possibility. I was just talking this morning with someone. I am from the old radio days where we didn't really text in. You called in. So my issue with call-ins is I'm the only one here. So it's hard for me to talk on the radio and answer the phone at the same time. So in that way, texts are a little bit easier for me. But I miss the days. I used to do my morning, when we did the morning shows, it was just people calling in and you just put them on the air and, you know, good luck to what you hope they didn't say anything awful. But usually they were pretty good. So here's a couple of other ideas. Oh, I like, this is from Janet. I like this one. Janet says, you know, we have a program here every Friday with our friend Stefan Schmidt called Boat Smart. And she says, what about Car Smart? I like that idea. Car Smart. So you could have maybe sponsors like our local car dealers. They could rotate. We could have mechanics come on and talk about car issues. You can have turn out how to make cars last longer, safety maintenance, even cosmetic care products, old school stuff along with new tech innovations. I love that. I think that's a great, great idea. Okay, so gatekeeper driving. This one is about the driving. Driver in the fast lane of a multi-lane highway driving beside a car, both doing the speed limit, not moving over to allow faster traffic. That can be used also interchangeably with someone driving the speed limit or slower in the fast lane and forcing other drivers to pass them on the right-hand side. Oh, yes, I'm right there with you. That happens a lot on the 3 Mile Bridge. All right, well, we've covered quite a bit about driving and talking. Please, please, I would love to hear from you. You can always email me during the week at meg@newsradio1620.com. And the number here is 850-437-1620. So, I appreciate all the positive comments this morning. Y'all have made my day. I hope that you have a great day today. And I'm going to be back. We're going to have Tasca here in just a few minutes to talk about ADX Digital to bring us up to speed with the new technology that's available to help promote your business right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the news. So thank you so much for listening today.